This is Jay Krishnamurti's second talk with students at Rajghat, 1965.
If I may, I'll talk for a little while and then you can ask me questions afterwards. I'm sure you must have heard at night, when the city is fairly quiet and the trains aren't going over that bridge, on a very quiet, still night, you hear a man calling across the river, or a dog barking, or a jackal calling. That sound is carried over clearly, distinctly, and that sound has strange effect. That sound is in space. And if there was no space, if you are very close to it, you wouldn't hear it so clearly. And that sound gets mingled with thousand other sounds during the day, all jumbled up till you hear the roar of the town and that single voice clearly, distinctly, what you heard in the night across the river is gone. And with most of us it is like that. We get caught up in the noise of civilization, in the noise of work, in the fury of many impressions, many tensions, many worries. And that single voice, which was so clear, which was so distinct, is no longer heard. And to listen to that voice alone, to listen to that voice of a night, is really to be alone, isn't it? You can't hear anything very clearly, distinctly, if your mind and your heart are not racing, troubled, disturbed, worried, frightened, then that sound which you heard of a night, which is the sound across the river, it is as that sound. The sound is a very strange thing if you go into it, if you try to listen to a sound. And most of us, as we grow older, lose ourselves in the noise of civilization, in the noise of a family, in the fury and crippling influences of a state, of a nation. And we are never alone. And I think one should be alone.